but the skins. The skins are feeling the pain, and we who breathe our every breath with them, feel the pain likewise. I'm starting to get a little testy with some of these Raiders fans calling up to gloat. What they are, I think, is like the nuclear protest in maggots. You know, when Vietnam bit the dust, they had nothing else to do, so they went to protest the nuclear power. Same thing with these Raiders fans. Now that Dallas is nothing, now that Dallas is nothing, they've gone for the Raiders. It's just a bunch of sore losers. I knew this would happen. I tell you what I'd love to do. I'd love to encounter a Raiders fan. I'd love to be a doctor working in an emergency room in Tampa. A proud doctor, a bold doctor, a doctor who would throw his arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" I'd like to be working in an emergency room in Tampa somewhere when some guy comes in wearing a Raiders t-shirt. We got the game on. We're watching the Redskins get brutalized. And here comes a Raiders fan saying, "Doctor, I don't know what it is. I was out there screaming and yelling, and suddenly I felt very faint. I started to sweat tremendously." Well, obviously, you know the guy's just got a little heat problem. But instead, you take him inside. You say, "All right, buddy, take off all your clothing." So the guy strips naked there. You say, "Sit here on this table." He sits on the table. And then you give the table a push, and it rolls out into the waiting room as he sits there naked in front of all the other maggots waiting to see somebody. "Look at him! Look at him! Look at him!" He rolls around on that cold metal table trying to protect himself, trying to hide himself. You say, "Hey, is this guy got a wife?" And his wife says, "Well, that's my husband, yes." And there you are, right out of the middle of the waiting room with this guy naked. You say, "You see these boils on his behind here? Now what you should do is wash him daily in a saline solution so as to propagate the promotion of a clearing attitude." Meanwhile, the man is turning all colors of red and green and orange of humiliation as you wheel him back inside for treatment number two. You say, "Buddy, I think what you need is an enema." He says, "Enema?" Say, "Yeah, oftentimes in cases of heat-related difficulties, an enema is what we recommend here." The nurse looks at you and says, "Doctor, should I prepare a solution of soapy water?" Say, "No. Go outside and drain my crankcase." You haven't changed your oil in 6 months. And the nurse comes back, and she's got that black, murky fluid. As you take that Raider fan, bend him over the table, affix the tube to the Bombay doors, and you pump him full. He says, "Well?" You say, "Well, that's it. Take care. Get dressed. I'll see you later." But. So he gets dressed. He walks out into the hospital waiting area. He pays the bill. Gets inside his white upholstered Cadillac. And suddenly... you feel proud, bold. You've done a stroke for the Redskins, and now you feel better. You're about to go back into your office when suddenly the nurse comes up to you and says, Doctor, Lyle Alzado is outside, says he has some problems with a sprain. You look at her and smile and say, "All right, I'll see him in my office. Oh, and nurse, bring me 5 quarts of Valvoline."